This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Monday, November 27th. The families of 11 Israeli hostages released by Hamas today are waiting at a hospital in Israel to be reunited with them. That's according to the Israeli Ministry of Health. The latest group is made up of 9 children and 2 women. The Israeli military says the group underwent a medical assessment before being taken to the hospital. According to one humanitarian group, all of the children that were released today still have fathers who are being held in Gaza. The White House says no Americans were released. Here's CNN's Alex Marquardt.
You have to imagine that Hamas understands the value of these hostages, understands the value and the potential of holding on to these American hostages so that they can get more of a pause. And certainly the Biden administration is applying pressure to Hamas to get these American hostages released.
A senior Israeli official says Hamas will release hostages each day over the next 2 days, as part of an extended truce with Israel. Separately, 33 Palestinian prisoners were released today, according to the Israeli Prison Service. Former President Donald Trump and his son Eric Trump are expected to testify in their family's civil fraud trial next month, according to Trump's attorneys. This as Trump urged a New York appeals court to keep a temporary pause on a gag order against him in place. According to court papers, the judge overseeing the case and his clerk have gotten hundreds of harassing messages made public last week. His lawyers have argued that Trump has never threatened either of them and that he can't be blamed for other people's comments. They also say the gag order limits his First Amendment right to accuse the judge and law clerk of being biased without being punished. Lawyers for the judge said in a court filing last week that since the gag order was lifted earlier this month, the number of messages increased. The host of this year's global climate talks that are set to start this week in Dubai planned to use the event to make oil and gas deals with foreign governments. That's according to leaked documents published by the Center for Climate Reporting. The documents reveal several suggestions to strike new projects with the United Arab Emirates Oil Company, which an official presiding over the talks also leads. The company did not respond to CNN's request for comment, but it previously told CNN that any suggestion that it was using the talks for self-promotion, quote, is incorrect and is baseless. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is expected to skip the start of the summit this week, and it's unclear if he'll attend virtually. A new surge of migrants at the U.S. southern border has disrupted vehicle processing operations at 2 international bridges. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, ports between the U.S. and Mexico and Texas and Arizona have either been temporarily reduced or suspended. As a result, CBP says federal officials will redirect its personnel to help take migrants into custody. Merriam-Webster's word of the year is the real deal. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, welcome back. Merriam-Webster announced its word of the year is authentic after a substantial increase in the volume of searches for the word's definition. The online dictionary says more people are looking it up than before because of, quote, stories and conversations about AI, celebrity culture, identity, and social media. Authentic has several meanings, according to Merriam-Webster, including not false or imitation, and true to one's own personality, spirit, or character. Other words in the running this year were deepfake, coronation, dystopian, indict, and doppelganger. That's a wrap. Tune into our next episode at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.